USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump traveled to Kenosha, Wisconsin to meet with law enforcement after protests, which were initially violent after the police shooting of Jacob Blake.
We're here to show our support for Kenosha and Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin's been very good to me. I love the people. We've done a lot for the state, and we will continue to do a lot for the state. We're all in this together. And this was an example of what can happen when you do it right.
Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard, which came to stop the violence. The demonstrations are now continuing, although they're mostly peaceful. The president didn't mention the Jacob Blake shooting during his visit. Blake's uncle, Justin, said a meeting with the president wasn't necessary.
We don't have any words for the orange man. All I ask is that he keep his disrespect, his foul language far away from our family.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The White House said the U.S. will not take part in a global effort to develop, manufacture, and distribute a COVID-19 vaccine led by the World Health Organization. White House Deputy Press Secretary Jud Deere said the U.S. would not participate in the COVAX initiative, which includes 172 countries and 9 vaccine candidates, amid an ongoing dispute between President Trump and the World Health Organization. In July, the Trump administration sent a formal notice to Congress that it will withdraw from the World Health Organization after accusing the agency of enabling China to cover up the origins of the coronavirus. The United States has reached deals with Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as Pfizer and BioNTech to produce and deliver doses of vaccine candidates. The FDA said the agency would be willing to grant an emergency authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine before entering Phase 3 trials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
United Airlines is dropping change fees. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we have been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
Amazon has been cleared for drone deliveries by the FAA. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The FAA gave Amazon the badge of approval for its unmanned aircraft delivery system, which ultimately aims to deliver lightweight packages to customers in low population areas within 30 minutes. Amazon's Prime Air concept uses unmanned aircraft systems to safely and efficiently deliver packages, according to the FAA. The agency underscored its role as a safety regulator and said it supports innovation that is beneficial to the public, especially during health or weather-related crises.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.